Ustad, somebody is asking here, many people are making secret nikahs. Is this permissible in Islam, Ustad?
This is a definite problem internationally, nationally, globally. We see that the young, they are in university or college, and now the boy falls in love with the girl, and they know the parents of the girl especially would not give permission. So they say, come, let us make a nikah, parking nikah. They just go to the car, and boy and girl sit in the car. Oh, darling, I love you. I want to marry you. She's elated, excited. And then they will get two witnesses, South Africans or from overseas, sometime even pay them. I know of such examples as well. They got one Somali brother, one Pakistani brother, and paid them and said, you be the witness. Remember, you youngsters and old ones, the old ones go to the hotel. They meet the girl there, and they just see two Muslims. Men and tell them, be the witness. So remember, this nikah is null and void, and you're living in sin. Almighty Allah's curse is upon both parties. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith, authentic in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. There's absolutely no nikah. The nikah is not valid without the consent of the guardian of the wali. And secondly, remember Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, أيما امرأة نكحت نفسها بغير إذن وليها فنكاحها باطل باطل باطل. When a lady gets married without the consent of her father, her paternal grandfather, her brother, her uncle, then she is leading a life of zina and fornication, adultery. So imagine such a major, major sin it is. And this is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, and the Hanbali jurists and scholars. According to the Hanafis, the fatwa is this. If the lady is aqila baligha, she's sane and mature, and she got married without the consent of her father, if she got married to someone who is not compatible, not suitable to her, then according to Hanafis also, the nikah is batil, null and void. If you want a reference of this fatwa, open Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who we met personally, who we consider to be one of the greatest jurists of Indo-Pak, the subcontinent. In his fatwa kitab, which I have, Imdadul Muftin, you will find that on page 551 he has issued that fatwa. So therefore, all the secret nikahs are haram and you're living in sin. You should remember that is a serious, serious offense.